All right, you're a loser if you know what that is. Hi, I'm Rich.
Hello, I am Mike.
He is my brother in blood only. Today we're going to be doing episode 3 of Rusty Spoons.
What are we going to talk about? Oh boy.
Oh boy. Let's get right... No, I sit down. Let's just jump right into it. Alright, as you can tell, I'm doing, not only are we doing a podcast, am I doing a podcast with my blood brother.
Hello.
But, we're doing it while eating, because everybody loved the food ASAP. Because everybody loved the food ASMR in the first episode, and Ivan definitely didn't complain. Anyways, we got 3 main topics we're going to be talking about. First topic is E3. Because everyone's talking about E3. It was quote unquote every year, it's full of surprises. Last year's for what game was it? Like, it was for Sekiro, huh?
More or less. That was the only highlight of it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest. Sekiro was the only highlight of E3 2013.
Ooh, don't get me started on EA and football.
They do the same games every year, but...
slightly better graphics every time.
Yeah, it's like... not even, like, slightly. It's like they add one more hair to, like, one player. I mean, one character.
Yeah, they add, like, maybe one or two new emotes.
This isn't Fortnite.
Oh, but they do it at the end, you know? Gold! Throw your shirt off or something.
You just say gold?
Yeah, is that not how soccer works?
Okay. Alright, so E3. First thing we have to talk about. Our Lord and Savior, Keanu Reeves. As you... obviously, you definitely should have heard by now.
You're breathtaking!
Yeah. He made an appearance at not only E3, but at, he's gonna be in Cyberpunk 2077, which I'm sure encouraged too many people to buy it now.
I mean, there was already enough reason to buy it. I mean, it's Cyberpunk, for one. Yeah. And then for two, Keanu!
Whoa, calm down there. Samurai, you move the mic. Anyways, so if you don't know, Cyberpunk's basically a sci-fi no shit. Cyberpunk 2077, oops, didn't say the full title, is a...
FPS? I don't know.
why are you waiting to eat the chicken nugget? Just eat it. We got McDonald's, but that's not important. Where is it? Anyways, so Cyberpunk 2077... is a really interesting game that takes in the near future of, you guessed it, 2077.
Wow!
I haven't really looked into it a lot. I was only there for Keanu, honestly. I saw like 2 trailers, but you play as a cyber
man
punk.
A cyberpunk guy. With, there's like a kind of like a class system in it too. Like, what was it?
Yeah, I figured it was more gonna be like,
no, kind of like skill tree kind of class.
Like, yeah, that kind of like pushed me away only a little because I figured it would be more like a Crysis type game.
Oh, yeah, because Crysis? I thought you were gonna say Far Cry.
No, Crysis, because it's more like future-y, like, you know, you just get like skills here and there, but they're not really skills. They're more like pickup items and stuff like that.
Mm.
Well, there are some skills, but like, no, yeah, it'd be like Crysis then.
I thought of it more of when I first saw it. When I first saw the gameplay and stuff, I immediately thought of Deus Ex. In a good way, and in a tiny bit of a bad way. A good way because Deus Ex was an amazing. That's why I have an F in English. An amazing franchise that went on like three games, right? We don't know. It was an amazing game. We only played, what? You can eat. I'm talking. Don't worry. Anyways, it was an amazing game. Back away from the mic. You're on my wire. Wow. Back away a little.
Technical difficulties. Why is it so slanted? Stop it.
The more every second there's ASMR, we lose the 1 cent. 1 cent of the 32 cents we acquired. I acquired.
It's going to my account.
Fuck.
For you. Hey.
Hey. We're bringing PG this time only because my brother's here. Every
other weren't PG before.
No.
Oh shit. We have one customer. We won't get revenue. Okay, wait, what are you doing?
Alright, time, boy. Oh, crap, I broke it.
Oh, look, I broke it. No. Oh, sick. It's like one of those Nintendo guns. Crap.
Alright, there. Not only has, like, one... It's like a freaking... It's like Minecraft. It has very, very limited durability. It's an airsoft gun, by the way.
It doesn't have durability.
It doesn't even have durability. It's just, like, breaks and then just put it back together and it'll break again.
It breaks as you pick it up.
Anyways, what were we talking about? Alright. Cyberpunk, Deus Ex. It reminds me of Deus Ex because, mostly because of, like, the HUD and kind of, like, its plot because it takes place in the near future. But
I mean, that's kind of cool and, like, the character's pretty cool, but, like, I don't know. I figured I would rather want something more brooding and more masculine, like Batman or something.
We kind of always go that kind of.
Well, you can't go that. Yeah. There's that. But there's also like the, you know, some Skyrim type, I'm going to be a sneaky archer type class. Like, let's be honest. Anyone who, like, really plays Skyrim has made at least one character save like that.
Yeah.
Like an archer.
You've done that. I remember you've done that.
Literally all of my saves are like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was I going to say? Yeah, but besides like the plot and stuff, the kind of the HUD kind of reminds me of it too. The kind of fighting mechanic kind of reminds me of Deus Ex 2, except for the cover system.
Yeah, the cover system was like different, I guess.
I don't think it even had a cover system. I don't remember the whole trailer.
I mean, Deus Ex itself didn't really have much of a hands-on, fighty kind of a thing. It's more like, shoot, use your skills.
It was like
sneak in the vent.
It was like what game was it playing? It's like this, kind of like, Deus Ex was kind of like a Metal Gear kind of, where it's like, mostly, like, you shouldn't get into fights immediately. Like, you should try your best to, like, sneak kill everyone.
I mean, you can go any route you want.
Yeah, but I'm saying that because, like, in Metal Gear, you get spotted, you start getting shot. It's more realistic where, like, one shot damages you a lot.
Depending on what difficulty you have with Deus Ex, like me, I'm playing an all realistic, and I easily get...
No, it's not.
I played on hard mode.
You played on, like, normal difficulty.
And then I played on hard, and then I realized the boss fight was...
You didn't even get to the boss fight, dude.
I did get to the boss fight. I finally beat it on normal after realizing how to do a leaple.
Bruh. What else? We should make segments.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to Drama Alert.
Oh, no.
Where we post nothing but the false.
The facts.
No, the false. What Keemstar calls facts.
Oh, we expose the truth.
He put a bunch of, excuse me for my foul word, but he put a lot of shit on, Basherverse.
He's done a lot of shit to everyone.
Yeah. He's just done a lot of, I personally, since I saw the, like, Basher stuff that happened, like, I saw it recently, too. I didn't even know what was going on until I saw it, like, a while ago. But I saw that, and it got me kind of mad. I disappointed. Anyways, we're off track again. What was I going to say?
E3, folks.
Keanu Reeves. Yeah, and...
Fallout 76.
Nobody cares about. Oh, yeah, apparently, Todd tried to... tried to do something about Fallout 76. Nobody knows, which obviously signifies it didn't work. They added a battle royale, I think. I don't know.
Added real NPCs.
Nobody really cares about Fallout 76 at this point. It flopped, dare I say, worse than No Man's Sky, which is a great game, an absolutely great game now.
Only after they added literally the rest of the game.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was pretty sad to hear what happened to No Man's Sky. Well, I forgot the guy's name who was marketing it, but he literally promised the universe and gave us the universe, but like remember you OGs out there, remember the Minecraft's Lite edition? Basically that, but like somehow worse. Is basically what Hello Games gave us in No Man's Sky.
It's like going out to see a whole city and all you get is a 2-star Burger King.
Basically, that's what No Man's Sky was. Man, these chicken nuggets are good. Anyway, I do not emphasize enough the was bad. It is almost everything they promised now. You can explore the whole universe. You can meet random people.
You can lose yourself.
Yeah, you can use yourself and lose yourself.
I spent over 2 weeks in one solar system.
Yeah, basically everything's random generated, which makes sense because it's the goddamn universe they're talking about here. And
I remember one place I spawned in. It was literally just desolated planet, desolated planet, desolated planet. Toxic, toxic, toxic.
Yeah.
Moon, moon, moon.
It has more toxicity than
I found one planet that had like 14 moons. And it was a tiny planet too.
So basically Jupiter, but like not Jupiter. So basically Earth, if it had Jupiter's moons.
Yeah.
That planet is not gonna survive for very long. Anyways,
ironically it was all water.
Well, I guess it'll work out either way, because
Selection? I don't know.
No, I'm talking about how it's made of water and like the moons will crash into and then basically make like an Earth kind of planet. If it has the right atmosphere. We got way off track just from freaking Cyberpunk and then talking about from Fallout, I mean. Man, see, Fallout 76 is so freaking unimportant now, you get sidetracked, forgetting that you got sidetracked from it. That's how much it flopped.
How small of a attention span we have. We don't know. What were we talking about? Next question.
But I'm trying not to offend the 12 people who still actually like Fallout 76. I'm sure it's a great game. I'll never know.
I mean,
never. But moving on to the next E3 game. What E3 game do you want?
Let's see, there was 76 we talked about Keanu and 2077.
Oh yeah, well, back to Keanu again. Everyone's got an obsession with him now. At first it was Elon Musk for hosting Meme Review, which he did an amazing job with, especially the dolphin.
Oh yeah. I had a dog like that once. Gonna leave it at that.
Alright. Oh crap, I forgot. I gotta get a charger beer back. Might entertain them.
Alright, so you guys can't see, but I'm doing a trick with my thumb where I pull the thumb off and then I put it back and then I pull it off again and then I pull it back. So that's how you do the thumb trick. Yeah.
What did I. As I, you guys I was can... gone for 5 seconds. What did you tell them?
Oh, I'm telling them about the thumb trick. So, like, what you do, the thumb, you pull it off, and then you put it back on, but you don't actually do it. But you can't tell them that because the magic's gone, you know? But entertain your cousins, your nieces, your 9-year-olds that are in the basement.
Your wives that are actually your sisters.
Wait.
For you Alabamans out there. We know you're out there. Anyways. Plug it in. We have, like...
Yeah. All right. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something, but I never say anything. Wait, what? My brain cells are slowly dying. The two that I have left. All right. Yeah, Keanu. Everyone's got an inception with him now, even more than me, Elon Musk. But let's be honest here. He's the nicest guy anyone's ever met.
And that's kind of all the obsession you have over him. It's like, all right, he's a nice celebrity.
No, he is just generally a nice guy. Like, I saw this YouTube video on him. Anyways, I saw this video on him on like how he's the nicest person in Hollywood and stuff like that.
Like, I mean, he can't be that nice. Bill Gates donates like whatever he can to charity.
Yeah, he does basically the same thing. And when making The Matrix Reloaded, he gave I don't remember how much, but like a few million dollars to the crew to pay for, I forgot what it was, but to pay for something. And he like Bill Gates, he donates to this charity, and he doesn't label his name on it, like a true gentleman. And he of course everybody knows that one thing that went viral about he doesn't touch females. Wow, I mean. Shut up. I don't get what how that's so good and everything. Like, I'm sorry, does holding someone make you a rapist or something? Like hugging your best friend or something, does that make you a rapist or something? And the stupid thing that I saw on Reddit that said, if a woman feels that she's been raped, then she's been raped. Rape does not require a rapist. First of all, no.
Second of all,
wrong. In all honesty, feminists have gone too far. It's just getting stupid at this point. Like, I don't even know how to describe how stupid it is at this point.
Anyways, back
like
to
that's that. The well, that's the point of that's what rape is. One person, one rapist, does inappropriate things that I will not name to another person. And taking that rapist out of the picture would literally be nothing. It'd be nothing. It'd just be one person complaining. Man, how many feminists do you think we got mad in that one sentence? Mike?
Hmm?
How many feminists do you think we got mad in that one sentence?
Let's see.
Put your phone down.
Judging by the red hairs and the non-ween they get, doing my calculations, I'm not Asian, but at least 2 or 14. I think I misput a 0.
All right, so we got them all mad. Anyways,
yeah.
Well, the stupid one, anyway. I hope to God that there are good ones.
There are some good ones. I mean, some of them are like relatively laid back, you know, asking for equal rights and everything, but they're doing it the right way. Whereas,
like,
equal rights accounts to equal responsibility.
All right.
Say, you're going on a date, it's not going so well, you shouldn't get offended if the dude decides to split the bill.
Hmm.
That's a good example. And that's something that you should take into account when going on a date, regardless of being a man or a woman.
That was great.
It's just common sense.
It is. A lot of people can't understand that. No, we'll get into, I was going to say anti-vax, but we'll get that later.
Oh, speaking of E3, y'all hear about Banjo-Kazooie in Smash?
Oh my god, yeah.
Out of all the people?
Nintendo revealed that they were going to add Banjo and Kazooie to Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. The game's all here except Waluigi, goddammit. I'm still mad about that.
I think everyone in 2016 is, get it, because it's so old.
I'm not talking about the meme. And plus, that was like a couple of months
I know, ago. I got my years wrong.
Weird. 2016 was the year of No Man's Sky. What the hell is it? Don't worry about it. Next meme.
I am flustered.
Shut the fuck.
Hey. Do not curse in this Minecraft server. My mom's watching. She'll ban you.
Wait, what was the next topic?
Oh.
Wait, we're not done with E3. There's Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh, I thought it was like extra large or something.
Best?
No, no, wait, that's XL.
You're freaking not so smart
sometimes. Anyways, Mortal Kombat 11. I've seen the trailers, I've seen the gameplay. It's a good Mortal Kombat game. I don't see a reason. I don't see any flaws in it, really, besides that there's not enough Mortal Kombat in it. Anyways.
Yeah, let's be honest, though. Like, there's not enough. I want to see, like, a regular person that, like, doesn't really have combat training or anything special. Not a cop or anything like that. Not an army person. A normal person that just so happened to be a part of the gang and decides, oh, I'm fighting for my life now. Alright, let me stretch a little first. I used to do aerobics.
That's like a 37-year-old dad having a midlife crisis. That's not some average dude. That's like a freaking, like I said,
isn't that every average citizen?
No, that's a 37-year-old average white man in his midlife crisis.
Hey, it could be different though. Like, we could make different skins, but instead it's different skin
You don't see no Mexican 37-year-old dad freaking doing aerobics. You see him freaking beating his children because they didn't pick up the groceries. And you don't see oh crap, I'm not even going to go there because I'm not black. Crap.
All right, they got you. We don't see no adult African-American descended man going around in a Mortal Kombat game only due to the fact that he's trying to escape child support. Or was that too far? Should I continue?
Alright, the next game that was in E3 was Dying Light 2, and Jesus Christ, I am pumped for it. Like,
didn't even hear about it, but okay.
You didn't? What do you mean?
No, I didn't hear about it.
You didn't?
No.
Well, anyways, they announced more stuff about it. They didn't really know.
Zombies.
I don't know what they said because everyone was too focused on Cyberpunk 2077. Because goddamn, did they make some stuff. I don't even know what to say. Anyways. Dying Light 2, sequel to Dying Light, no shit, Sherlock. Dying Light 1 is a parkour zombie survival game from the creators of Dead Island. Basically a mixture of Mirror's Edge. Ugh. No, don't. A mixture of Mirror's Edge and Dead Island.
Yeah, you know, zombies, like, I don't know, when I was first introduced to zombies and stuff, I figured, like, Black Ops, that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, that wasn't even good.
Yeah, I know.
Epic fail! Anyways, it's a really cool game. I suggest you try it. It came out in 2016. It's not a bad game. That's all I gotta say. It's not a bad game. The parkour mechanics are really freaking good. They make you feel cool as hell. Oh no. I'll tell you when. And I can't wait for the second one. The plot is basically you're a secret agent for a company.
Glee.
For an agency?
Is it an agency? I thought they were called, like,
No, that's one of the plot. Anyways.
No. It's not the... Oh, the plot for the first one or the second one?
For... What is the second one?
Yeah, the second one. Isn't there a plot already in place or no?
Yeah, they gave us a gist of it, but...
Yeah, you're in, like... famous building A. going around, sneaking around past zombies... Going on like zip lines and stuff like that, killing bad people, even though they're literally just trying to live as well. Like, what are you doing? You're killing other people too. Does that make you a hypocrite? Does that make you the bad guy as well?
It makes you the good guy because, well, you know what? Overpopulation. Okay. Even though, like,
you don't have to kill them for that, just snip them. You know, kind of ball bust them, you know? Anyways.
I have ADHD.
Oh, sick.
Anyways.
Anyway, guys, today we're going to be looking at another Minecraft mod.
Just turned into freaking Dante Dio.
Literally every British Minecraft player.
Ali, I swear, Ali, not to be sexist, I mean racist, but Brits. Anyways.
I mean, I don't know, some of them are okay. Some of them, you know.
Like KSI.
He's not even British, he's just black. With a fake British accent.
So many people are gonna be pissed off because you said they're.
What are you suggesting by he's black?
Oh, what is he? Opposite albino? Like what? What do you want me to tell you?
You can't say that. You can't say that. This is a podcast.
What do you want me to say here? What do you want me to say here?
Anything.
We have no script, sir.
Anything but that.
Anyways, I'm not even trying to be mean or anything. I'm just speaking my honest self. If you can't handle
that. Not being
that,
mean. Wait.
If you can't handle
that. Wait. Is that a microaggression?
Stop. What are you doing, PC principal?
This isn't a microaggression, kid.
Nothing personal, kid.
Eat your eye. Anyway. So, Dying Light 2, basically, the son of Kyle Crane, I think. And yeah, Kyle Crane, main character, Dying Light 1. Yeah. Enhanced edition, almost $60, I think. Okay. What's another game that came out? Well, not my controller's off. I mean, alright.
Maybe you're the one teaching him to demean women in the first place, huh? What's up? What's fucking up, bro?
PG Principal.
Yeah.
South Park, you guys should watch it. It's definitely not inappropriate in any way.
At this point, it's just a joke about a joke about making fun of other people.
And who doesn't love making fun of other people? Because no one sure as hell does it.
And I swear to God, if anyone actually takes a show like this seriously,
they're gonna get their booty smacked. You want the rest of that? Alright, that's the end of this first segment. Next segment is,
I don't know.
We have 3 segments ready to go. Where did they go? We had E3, we had something else, and then we had health. Oh, I remember right now. Anyways, we'll be right back after these messages. Okay, so, we got our drinks. Oh, I mean, we got back from doing important stuff.
Yeah,
and
I
now
was
this
sorting
segment.
Through files.
What?
I was sorting through files, right?
Yeah, files, you mean by porno bookmarks. Anyways.
The secret way to do it is not bookmark it, leave it in your notes.
You guys should do that?
What? No, I was joking, dear Richard. What the?
Oh, yeah, something we're going to talk about for like 5 seconds before we get demonetized. Well, that's not unfortunate. Anyways, Hentai Haven is back up, people. If you haven't heard, go ahead, grab your lotion, grab your tissues, or just go straight into the restroom.
Grab your 12-year-old sister, it don't matter.
Get your phone, get your computer, get your goddamn TV and your Xbox. Cause
get
Hentai,
your speakers.
Because Hentai Haven is back up, people, thanks to Saku.
It's been up for like months now.
No, like a couple. It's been up for a while, but it got up, and the world needs to know because I feel like not enough people know. And but yeah, they're focusing more on getting more like original and like official kind of like
content.
Licensed and licensed hentai, so they don't get shut down again. So
So, like, license, what does that mean?
Meaning that the creators of the hentai allow them to, like, have it on their website.
Well, why go to a different website just to illegally download it? I'm a pirate!
Yeah, our raise up the mask. What do you know? It's a fist of... Anyways, so that's enough hentai haven. Go ahead, go to hentaihaven.org. No, it's not .com. .org.
You know, one Y away from org.
Shut up. Oh, that's pretty fitting for a
cartoon clap session.
Oh, what was that? I hate doing that. Anyways, Hentai Haven, back up. Thank the Lord. Yeah.
This is clapping, not fapping. There's a distinct difference. There is.
Anyways, thank you, Faku, for helping Hentai Haven back up.
Yeah.
All the dreams have come true. No pun intended. Alright, this little segment is going to be a short segment because we're going to be, guess what? Putting in shameless plugs.
Yay!
To our social media. Only social media I have is Reddit. Follow me, I think, or don't. Crap, where's my phone? I forgot my Reddit username. You go, Elon.
Okay, so, like, yeah. Haven't been on as a bunch lately. But yeah, go ahead and follow me at main_hombre. Yes, you gotta spell it Spanish like HOMBRE, hombre, _Mike. No, those are the only two underscores. Or they're hyphens, I forget. Either way, you'll find me, or I'll find you. It doesn't matter. Just go ahead and follow me. I'll probably draw you something for $5 or less. Maybe more, it depends on what you want.
Yeah, he does actually do paid art. He's got PayPal. He's 18 now. He's a big boy.
I've been 18. Excuse you.
Bruh.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, follow me at, my username is, all caps, by the way, the Starkiller. But, Starkiller is S7ARK1LL3R. Because I'm edgy like that. Follow me on Reddit and...
Oh.
Also on Nimzis, if you've seen the PewDiePie video, Nimzis is also social media, but you get money for every minute you live. Guess I won't be getting money for much longer. Depression. Nimzis is the exact same thing as Reddit, the Starkiller, but with... Oh, thank you. I almost forgot. Why is this here? It's not me, I swear. It's not me. Anyways, yeah, follow me on Nimzis 2, the Starkiller.
Excuse me, is that a lolly for your background?
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, and before I forget, thank you for reminding me, Mike. Go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Same thing, the Starkiller. 7 with S7ARKI. Nope, not I. Not I. K1LL3R. The Starkiller. But I didn't. Remember, all caps, and to my Twitch and my Mixer, exact same thing as I said, the Starkiller, all caps, THESEARK1LL3R. I'll probably stream or something sometime.
It kind of depends. We don't have a schedule. It's kind of whatever we want.
Yeah.
When we feel like
and
it.
I can only stream on my laptop, and with the only games I have are Roblox and hopefully Fortnite if it finishes for the freaking 5th time.
Okay, you gotta chill, man.
Anyways, follow my YouTube, my Twitch, my Mixer, my Reddit, or my Nimzis if you want to.
I don't really use social media.
You should.
Yeah, definitely follow Mike on his Instagram.
Yeah, because, like, I'm getting back into my art stuff. I already got a few commissions down that I'm working on. Not to mention, like, I'm practicing human anatomy for all y'all creeps over there who want to draw gory stuff or want me to draw gory stuff. No, I will not do anything lewd.
Sadly. But maybe if you bribe him with enough. And like I said before, he does take paint. Make a Fiverr account.
I'll probably do Fiverr.
Yeah,
in the future. Hey, wait a minute. As we're recording this, I already have 9 more followers.
Are we sure we're not being watched by the FBI?
I mean, the blinds are open very slightly.
Oh, I think that's our neighbor back there. Why'd he climb on the fence?
Wait, what fence? We don't have a fence.
Oh, yeah.
It's a brick wall. Wait, is that, why is that, what's that painting in there?
Oh, he just walked the plank.
That was ear rape. Fuck, I should have done that.
That's the segment. We're gonna have more ads because we're greedy sons of guns.
Yay.
We'll be back after these message spot. Yes.